Welcome to The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. Capital Square sponsors tax-advantaged real estate investments. First, Section 1031 exchange programs for tax deferral. Capital Square's 1031 exchange programs use the Delaware Statutory Trust, or DST, structure we have discussed in prior shows. The DST structure has been approved by the IRS and Treasury in a published revenue ruling. Second, Opportunity Zone funds for tax deferral and exclusion of capital gains under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. By investing in a qualified Opportunity Zone fund, investors can defer and permanently exclude capital gains from any asset, stocks, businesses, other assets, and even real estate. And a real estate investment trust, a REIT as we call it, to acquire apartment communities from the Southeast to Texas for stable income and growth. The first REIT property is in Midlothian, not far from Capital Square's headquarters in Richmond. REITs are an excellent vehicle for regular folks to invest in real estate. And the icing on the cake, REIT dividends are tax favored. Capital Square is the investment manager and sponsor of 95 investment programs with over 130 properties nationwide. That equates to well over $3 billion of real estate. In Virginia, Capital Square sponsors and manages 17 properties for DST 1031 programs with an investment cost of approximately $1 billion. These programs are designed primarily for Section 1031 exchange investors. And four Opportunity Zone projects in the Scotts Addition neighborhood of Richmond, designed for investors seeking to defer and exclude capital gains of any type under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Look at the construction cameras on Capital Square's website to see the activity. It's amazing. New projects are coming out of the ground with the first tenants taking possession this fall. New Class A apartments with mixed-use retail components. It's amazing. Look at the web cameras. Capital Square on Virginia. We have numerous new acquisitions in the pipeline and will continue to invest aggressively in Virginia.
This is Lewis Rogers. Welcome to The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. Capital Square is a national real estate investment company with its headquarters right here in Richmond, Virginia. I am Lewis Rogers, founder and CEO of Capital Square. Many of you know that I am a seasoned lawyer, which is a nice way of saying that I'm old. I've always specialized in tax-advantaged real estate. Way back in 1984, before many of our staff members were born, I was a first-year tax associate at a top law firm in Richmond, and I was asked to research Section 1031 governing tax-deferred exchanges, and I have not stopped working on 1031 exchange projects ever since. That's a long time, 35 years. Please take a look at Capital Square's website to replay past radio shows. While you're on the website, take a look at the available real estate investments under Open Offerings. This is a little inside baseball. I'll try not to bore you, but because Capital Square uses Rule 506C of Regulation D governing private placements, told you I wouldn't bore you, but it's a little technical, we are able to show property offerings on the website. Take a virtual tour of available properties without leaving the comfort of your home. Look at the large number of properties that are available for investment. Capital Square emphasizes diversification. We say don't put too many eggs in one basket, and I know it's a corny expression, but bottom line, do not overconcentrate by investing in a single asset. To aid diversification, Capital Square maintains a very large inventory of investment properties. You'll see them on the website. First, Class A and Class B multifamily properties in Virginia through the Southeast and Texas. That's our target market. We have many properties in Richmond, Tidewater, throughout Virginia, Southeast, and Texas. Next, Class A. They're called 3- and 4-star manufactured housing communities, and they're all age restricted. That means they're for retirees, and they're all in Florida. And finally, long-term, triple net leased, medical, and industrial properties, and those are all across the nation. We're going on 6 months with the Real Estate Show. That's 22 weekly episodes on tax-advantaged real estate, along with a few shows on the economy, demographics. Remember the show about babies? That was fun. From Viagra to Harleys. It was kind of amazing. The Virginia ports. Fascinating how many jobs come out of the ports. Education in the Commonwealth. As an aside, education is a big part of why Virginia is the number one state for business. And that's according to CNBC 2 years in a row and recently Business Facilities Magazine. Plus, we had interviews with my favorite local Navy SEAL legislator, John McGuire. That was a great couple of interviews. And the governor-elect. I'm especially proud of the interview with Governor-elect Youngkin a week before the election. Look forward to the coming weeks seeing Governor Youngkin implement his week one plan. The time has flown by, 22 shows. Please take a look at Capital Square's website. Look at the On the Radio drop-down menu for a listing of radio show episodes. It's been an interesting journey, 35 years, focused on tax-advantaged real estate investments. Along the way in the 1990s, we learned that limited liability companies, or LLCs, are the entity of choice for real estate ownership. LLCs are magical. They provide both favorable limited liability for all the members of the LLC, like a corporation, plus pass-through, one-level taxation like a partnership. LLCs are used to hold title to many of the real estate investments discussed on the Real Estate Show. We use a lot of LLCs at Capital Square. Also, we learned about real estate investment trusts, an excellent method of making a passive investment in real estate with tax advantages. REITs invest in the highest quality, so-called investment-grade real estate. That's the good stuff. They invest in all classes of real estate across the nation. REITs are designed so that regular folks can efficiently and easily invest in real estate. Simply invest in a REIT for the many benefits of real estate ownership. Congress created REITs to permit regular folks the opportunity to invest in real estate without the three T's, tenants, toilets, and trash, those things that come with direct real estate ownership and operation. Bottom line, as we discussed in the REIT episode, REITs provide stable income and capital appreciation on a tax advantage basis, and they're a passive investment. Also, REITs are a superb vehicle for investing qualified funds. You say, what are qualified funds? Those are your tax-exempt retirement funds, pension plans, 401ks, or IRAs. More inside baseball, REITs have no UBTI, unrelated business taxable income, and so that makes them very favorable investment for qualified funds. And then in 2017, as a part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Opportunity Zone funds, or OZONES as we call them, joined the landscape as a new vehicle for both tax deferral and exclusion. It has taken years, but OZONES have finally taken off. Capital Square has sponsored 6 Opportunity Zone funds in Richmond, Raleigh, and Charleston, South Carolina, with more in the pipeline. The most recent OZ fund, and that is to build a high-rise, mixed-use apartment building in downtown Raleigh, sold out very quickly. OZONES are complicated, and they've taken several years to be understood by financial advisors and investors, but OZONES are finally gaining traction. They're taking off. So what have we done at Capital Square this year? Just $1.4 billion of real estate acquisitions for the various programs, $1.4 billion. That is 25 acquisitions last year. And dispositions or sales, over $500 million in profitable sales of investment programs. It's important to note that the sale of a program proves the investment thesis. A property was acquired, financed, managed, and at the optimum time, sold, with the sales proceeds returned to the investors. Interesting to note, most investors in sold DST 1031 programs reinvested with Capital Square by structuring another 1031 exchange. continuing the tax deferral. Many plan to swap till you drop. You've heard that corny expression before. We really like corny expressions. We like shaggy dog stories. We like fun things like that. Many plan to swap till you drop, at which time the taxable gain that has been deferred under Section 1031 may be forgiven when the heirs receive a step up in tax basis. You may recall this discussion from the first three shows. And now for the good news, the great news, the fantastic news. Tax reform did not happen. Congress did not change the tax laws. Congress did not amend 1031. Capital gains and ordinary income tax rates did not go up. Congress did not amend the ozone legislation or any of the rules governing depreciation deductions that make real estate such a desirable tax-advantaged investment. This is a big relief for real estate, the entire industry, and all of our growing numbers of executives and staff at Capital Square. 2021 has flown by in a flash, and it's been a record year for Capital Square. We've grown to a team of over 80 real estate executives and staff. Our headquarters is in the West End of Richmond. We have our development and construction team in Washington, D.C., and recently opened an office in Newport Beach, California, where the sun always shines. It is absolutely gorgeous there. You have to visit us someday at our Newport Beach office off MacArthur, across from John Wayne Airport. Great location. It's interesting to note that roughly half of Capital Square's investors reside on the West Coast, most in California. Many of the investors are thrilled by the economic opportunities in Virginia through the Southeast and Texas. Some say, and this is their words, they want to get their money out of Commufornia. That's what they say. Get my money out of Commufornia, where the government has a heavy hand, for example, rent control and eviction bans, and taxation is punitive, over 13% state income tax. The West Coast investors appreciate what we may take for granted here in the Southeast, a very strong economy promoted by pro-business governments. So, 2021 show recap, here we go. Buckle up, this is going to be fun. Back in the summer of 2021, shows 1, 2, and 3, let's recap the early shows. Episode 1, investing in real estate to maximize profits and tax benefits. There are those tax benefits again. Episodes 2 and 3 dealt with Section 1031, dealing with tax-deferred exchanges. The first three episodes go together. We started with an overview of real estate taxation, the many tax benefits afforded real estate. Why do we invest in real estate? Yes, cash flow. Yes, capital appreciation. And yes, very important these days, inflation protection from investing in a hard asset. And that is all very nice. But real estate also enjoys many tax benefits not available to other asset classes. For example, my favorite, depreciation deductions. And you thought this was going to be boring. The tax code provides an allowance for wear and tear and obsolescence. Because real estate wears out over time and become obsolete, property owners are given a tax deduction based on the recovery life of the property. For multifamily properties, that's 27 years, and for other commercial properties, 39 and a half years. And let me explain this to you. It's really not very complicated. So each year you own an apartment community, you are allowed a deduction of 1 over 27, or 3.7% times your adjusted basis. So multifamily has a 27-year life. Each year is 1 year, 1 27th, or 3.7% times your adjusted tax basis. How about an example? If your adjusted basis is $1 million, then you are allowed a $37,000 depreciation deduction, 3.7%, and that offsets otherwise taxable income from the rents paid by your tenants. Does that make sense? Depreciation deductions reduce your taxable income. Depreciation deductions create so-called tax shelter. A little note, land does not qualify for depreciation because it doesn't wear out or become obsolete. So you have to take the land value out of your basis when you're computing your depreciation deductions. A little side note on land. Another tax benefit, interest deductions on real estate debt. You'll remember under 1031, dealing with exchanges, If the taxpayer had debt on their relinquished property, they must have equal or greater debt on their replacement property, and that's to qualify for 1031. Another benefit of debt is that interest payments are generally tax deductible. But unlike depreciation, interest is a cash item. You have to make an interest payment to be entitled to an interest tax deduction. And this is the most important part. Depreciation is a non-cash deduction, which makes it very desirable. What does that mean? We'll get to that in a minute. Yes, interest payments, real estate taxes, operating expenses, insurance premiums, all of those things are tax deductible, but you have to pay for them. They're cash items. You pay your interest, you have to pay it. Depreciation is an allowance. You don't have to pay for it. It's a tax deduction for free. Does that make sense? Depreciation is a non-cash item. That's why it's so desirable. Now let's compare real estate to an investment in stocks and bonds. There's no such thing as depreciation deduction for stocks and bonds. Dividend and interest payments generally are fully taxable, while real estate has non-cash depreciation deductions and other deductions for interest and operating expenses. So the bottom line, real estate has always been tax favored, and it has higher after-tax returns than other investments. So not only does real estate have cash flow and capital appreciation and inflation protection and all those other wonderful things, and it's a hard asset, it gives people comfort, but the cash flow typically is sheltered by depreciation deduction. Other assets don't have that. Now we're getting to my favorite, Section 1031, governing tax-deferred exchanges. As we say in the office, let's have fun with 1031, another corny saying. We love our corny sayings. Section 1031 permits the owner of real estate to structure an exchange where the taxable gain is deferred. Only real estate qualifies under Section 1031. That was an amendment in 2017 as a part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And there are a number of strict rules governing the sales proceeds. But again, the bottom line, the owners of real estate are able to structure the sale as an exchange. They're able to defer both the federal and state taxes that otherwise would be due on a taxable sale. Let's use an example. Say you own a valuable investment property debt-free, and you want to put the property on the market. If you sold the property on a taxable basis, you would owe federal and state income taxes in the amount of, let's say, $1 million for a nice round number. If you structure a 1031 exchange by reinvesting the net sales proceeds in a qualifying replacement property, the $1 million tax is deferred. What does that mean? Well, you could just pay the $1 million in federal and state taxes, and the money is gone forever. Move on. You paid your tax, you're done. And you have nothing to show for it, except you were a good citizen, you paid your taxes. Or you could structure an exchange. By structuring an exchange, you will own $1 million of real estate with the funds that would have been used to pay the taxes. Does that make sense? Your tax money goes to buy a property. This is real estate that you would own for as long as you want, versus using the $1 million to pay taxes and losing the money forever. Let's take it one more level further. Let's say you invest $1 million in a very high quality property that generates a net cash flow of 5% per annum. That's $50,000 per year in your pocket. If you own the replacement property for 10 years, you would have earned an additional $500,000 of rental income. Plus, you still own the $1 million replacement property. So, would you rather pay the tax and be done with it, or earn an additional $50,000 per year, essentially for life? You know the answer. It's $1.5 million to 1. $1.5 million to 0, actually. I'll go with the $1.5 million. This is tax deferral. It's not tax forgiveness. What do I mean? I mean the tax is deferred until you sell the replacement property on a taxable basis. As we discussed in the first three episodes, you can 1031 exchange over and over and over in a series of exchanges we call swap till you drop. So each time you want to sell the replacement property, sell in quotation marks, you structure another exchange. and you exchange over and over and over again. As an aside, going back to our friends in California, California real estate investors are prolific exchangers. Why? Why, you might ask? Because they experience rapid appreciation, big gains, which means lots of tax, and they suffer punitive tax rates, over 13% state tax, a lot higher than the Commonwealth of Virginia at 5 3/4. We call these people serial exchangers, not because they eat Cheerios, that's a little joke, but because they structure a series of 1031 exchanges, serial exchangers. In this way, owners of real estate can use Section 1031 to defer federal and state taxes and build family wealth over a lifetime. And when the owner of the real estate dies, his or her heirs typically receive a step up in tax basis to the fair market value of the real estate. That means the heirs can sell without incurring an income tax. In this way, taxpayers can obtain nearly perpetual tax deferral for themselves and exclusion for their heirs. Only one problem, I'm sad to say, you have to die to get it. That's 1031 exchanges. Next episodes 4 and 5, we had a discussion with Willie Walker, CEO of Walker and Dunlop. Willie is chairman and chief executive officer of Walker and Dunlop. Walker and Dunlop is one of the largest commercial real estate finance companies in the nation. Under Willie's leadership, Walker grew from a small, family-owned company into a publicly traded company with 25 offices and over 500 employees. Walker and Dunlop has provided superior financing options for Capital Square, financing on the most favorable terms you can imagine. We borrowed from Fannie Mae and also numerous life insurance companies, banks, and CMBS, collateral mortgage-backed securities lenders. Many of our loans last year were with Fannie Mae, and many of them have an interest rate in the 2% range. Fixed rate, 10-year term in the twos. And that's amazing, 2% interest rate for 10 years. Just last year, Walker & Dunlop originated over $1 billion of real estate financing for Capital Square's investment properties. Willie is a third-generation executive who took Walker & Dunlop from a family firm to the New York Stock Exchange. We learned a great deal from Willie during his interview. I encourage you to tune into his weekly Walker webcasts, where he interviews economists, thought leaders, athletes, and others. Go onto our website and listen to the interview of Willie. It was a thrill interviewing one of my heroes in the real estate industry. Thank you for joining today's episode of The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. It has been a record year at Capital Square for Section 1031 tax-deferred exchanges using the Delaware Statutory Trust, DST program, Opportunity Zone funds, and the Apartment REIT. Last year, the firm acquired over $1 billion of real estate for investment programs and sold over $500 million of real estate for investment programs. That's amazing. For more information about Capital Square, contact me, lrogers@capitalsquare1031.com or 877-626-1031. Please join me, Lewis Rogers, same time next week, when we discuss cutting-edge real estate topics of interest locally and nationally. Invest locally. Invest nationally. Invest with Capital Square on a tax-advantaged basis. Virginia Breeze, I'm living
in sweet Virginia Breeze. The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Lewis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk.